Good. How you doing?
Life in New England.
It's been good. Getting adjusted. Been here for a few weeks now. Getting to know the coaches, some of the players. So it's been going smooth. Yeah, so I actually went to college with Dietrich Wise, Hunter Henry, LaMichael Petway. Trey was here. He's not here right now. But, yeah, so a few Arkansas ties here. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of good players. I think one thing that's benefited me since I've been in the NFL, I've been able to play up and down the line. I was drafted to Mike Zimmerman's defense, which is a 4-3, transitioned last year with Pittsburgh to a 3-4. So I've pretty much been familiar with a lot of systems. I've played anywhere from the 0 to the 5. So I think that's one thing that's benefited me with my body type and what I've been able to do versus the pass and stuff like that. One thing about this team is they've been to the high of highs, which is the Super Bowl. And last year, like you said, they struggled a little bit. So they know the formula, what it takes to win. And, you know, when you got guys that's able to stay the course and, you know, bring other guys up with them, it's always good. I've been a part of a losing team in Chicago. We had our struggles, and we've had great players. But one thing about this defense, it stands out. Guys play hard, tough, and are very productive at what they do. So I'm excited to come in and help. He's good. He's I think he relates to the players, of course. He was a great player here. So he knows the ins and outs of the city, this organization. And so he kind of knows the blueprint. And when you know the blueprint, you can always hand it down to guys. And I'm pretty sure what I've witnessed, a lot of guys are willing to follow his blueprint. And I think it's going to be fun. Okay. Gotcha. In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Very athletic, tall, lean. He's been in this league for a while. Great guy in the locker room. I'm excited to see what he does here. Not really. I was drafted with 96. I was 94 last year. I was pretty productive with it from what I was given. You know, just whenever you can keep the same number, it's always good. I'm still kind of getting to know guys, but he's a young coach. I feel like he really knows what he's doing. He gives the game as easy as possible. And I think when you got coaches that can give you the layout as easy as possible, you can relate to, it's always good. But I like his demeanor. I think he's going to get the best out of us. So I'm excited to work with him. Yeah, I mean, you got a defensive coordinator who's been a defensive line coach. I feel like it's easier to come and talk to him when you play on a D-line because he knows the details of what I need to do to be successful. And from what I've heard, so some of the guys like Wise and Guy Saw, he's a great guy. And he's definitely going to demand the best out of that group because it always starts with the guys up front. So, like I said, I'm excited to work with him.
Aside from the past history of all the Super Bowls, what, if anything, did you know about the Patriots' defense style of play the last couple of years, if you've taken any time to kind of study?
Yeah, so we played them last year in Pittsburgh. They came up to them, came up to Pittsburgh, and obviously we were kind of rolling at the time, and they came in and were able to beat us. And one thing I just noticed, those guys play hard. No matter how many games they've won, no matter the circumstances, they play all four quarters, and they stick to what they know. And we got guys that play as a team and are kind of individual driven. It's always good. And I think that's one thing that stood out last year about those guys is they were pretty, despite the record, they were pretty efficient in what they did. Like I say, just being able to plug me in wherever down the line, I've had some success with rushing a passer, and I think some guys and some coaches here is going to help me take that to the next level, given this opportunity. Last year was better for me run-wise, also efficiency. So I think I'm at that point in my career where everything's coming together, And I'm starting to reap the benefits of it. So I'm excited to see how the Patriots take my game to another level.
Is there a big surprise you see here?
Not really. You know, on the outside looking in, you hear things about New England, how those guys work. But I think the difference between places I've been, they work, but it's good work. So, you know, you don't tend to complain about it because it benefits you in the long run. So, like you said, I played around some good players. I was drafted with Linval Joseph in the room, Danielle Hunter, Everson Griffin, guys like that. So being able to learn to be a professional alongside those guys has always helped me. Like you said, T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, even Alex Hightower, him being young. Those guys want to help slingshot you to the next level. And just being able to learn little tactics, whether it's footwork, how to beat guys on certain blocks. You know, I try to soak up as much information from those guys as possible. That way, when you get out there, it makes the game a lot easier for you. Yeah, those guys, me being in the meeting room, those guys so far, they've been great teachers. They've, you can't even tell I've been a newcomer. They've welcomed me with open arms. Like I said, I played with Dietrich in college, so I know what type of guy he is. DG, he's a great guy. Those guys are kind of pass, run. You know, they kind of complement each other well. So, obviously, Godshaw's better at run, so I'm excited to work with him on that. And Dietrich's been successful with pass rush. So, like I said, it's a good compliment, and I'm going to take as much information as I can from those guys. Yeah, a little bit. Not really. Just kind of catching up and getting to know the guys. We've watched some film on it, a few plays, but like I say, to think that I would be here a year ago is kind of crazy, but I'm excited to be here. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so he actually recruited me when he was at Oklahoma out of college. And I was in the NFC North. He was there for a while. I was in Minnesota. So we kind of bumped into each other a couple times there. He's been successful with some of those guys at Green Bay, with Kenny Clark. He's had guys like Zadarius, so I think he knows what he's doing, and he's going to bring some of those successful traits here. Yeah, yep. Yeah, we talked. When he first called me when I signed, he told me that I remember, and I'm like, yeah, I remember you, coach. So, yeah.
How familiar are you with the history of the campus here in New England? Have you ever watched a film on
the
that's been like the principal
for? Vaguely, because I played here a few times. Guys like Lawrence Guy. He's been a veteran. He was in the league for a long time. So we got guys like that who've been around for a long time. Obviously, they're doing something good. So I've come across guys like him. Obviously, Christian. He's been coming along pretty good. I'm excited to work with him. He's a guy that's kind of got the similar stature, and obviously, he had a great year last year. So I saw some film on him. Excited to get to know him and what he's been able to do. And I followed DG with his career for a while. From Miami and seeing what he's done here. He's been successful. So, yeah, kind of did my homework on a few of those guys. Yeah, I don't know why the warm. I've never been to a warm team, but I'm used to the cold. Minnesota, we had an indoor, but we had those cold teams. So, you know, it's definitely something you got to get used to, and this is going on my 6 year, so I'm kind of used to it. I know the ins and outs on how to stay warm in environments like this. Yeah, so with the teams I've come from, it's always been a run hard type team, especially when you can do it in a cold. So you've got to have tough guys up front who's not afraid to get their hands dirty and play through whatever circumstances. So, I think I'm excited for that because it's a benefit for me since I've been to it. It's not something new I've been experiencing. So, yeah.
Bob, what's been conveyed to you, you know, especially as a newcomer, about what this defense will be about, what the goals are here?
I think, like I say, those guys did some really good things last year despite the record. But like Coach is saying, he wants to get more sacks, wants to get the ball more. And I think those two things are going to be a big emphasis for us this year. So, like I said, with me knowing a little bit about pass rush, I'm excited to see how I can help in that area.
That season you had five sacks.
DC.
Five
D.C.
Season, you had 5 sacks. If you look at the stats, oh, that was a big year. What do you remember about what might have clicked that year? Was there a role?
Yeah, so I had a defensive tackle, Mike Pierce. He got hurt, and I was able to step up and seize that opportunity. It always helps when you can rush against, not against, but alongside guys like Everson Griffin, Daniil Hunter. And we got some good pass rushers here also. Number 9, he's been great. So when you learn how to, like, work off of guys like that and they can rush together, and I think that's kind of what benefited me, being in good shape and just being able to know what I do best. You know, obviously that year I was really good at pass. And I was able to get more reps and opportunities. So I feel like this year it'll be a similar opportunity with me getting those reps that I need to showcase what I can do.
Getting more sacks this year, watching your game, you got a lot of tools in your bag as a pass rusher. What would you say is your favorite and why?
I try not to get it away off the bat because guys know that. But just being able to – I played basketball a lot growing up, so just being able to have good footwork and, of course, I like to double swipe. That's always been on film a lot with some of my sacks. But just using my hands as much as possible, because as a D lineman, that's got to be in your toolbox on what you can do. So.
You mentioned the double swipe. Armada saw your film and it seems like your go-to move. You know, what about that move do you like so much?
It really just depends on the O-lineman I'm going against, on what they give me. Sometimes I can't really bring it right out the gate because they might know that's my go-to move. So I kind of got to set it up throughout the game. But, you know, once you might have 30 pass rushes, but you get 3 of those successful with a double swipe, you know, that might be 1 or 2 sacks. So it's all about just setting it up and knowing when to use it against certain guys. I think they were one of the teams that showed interest early on. Of course, Pittsburgh kind of showed some interest, you know, but I think at the end of the day, I felt New England wanted me more with what the talks were talking about. And like I said, it's a good organization. You know, the record wasn't really a deal breaker for me because I know this was a great defense and what those guys do. I know they have great coaches. And I knew Coach Mayo was going to bring something different to the organization, and that kind of what stood out to me. Yeah, like I said, at this point, I kind of given up on the woman teams. I don't think they want me anymore. But, yeah, so I like it.
Final question.
He's been good. He recruited me out of Arkansas. It was one of my early on offers out of the SEC. He was also a D-line type of guy. So, just learning under him for 3 or 4 years was good. He's coached guys like Dietrich. You know, he's been in contact with some of those guys over the years. And I'm pretty sure there were conversations when I came here that coaches asked what type of guy I was. So he knows that, and he's been a big help in my career. You know, I wouldn't be where I'm at without him, without going to Arkansas. So I always give credit to him and what he's been able to do for me.
Thank you.
No problem.